Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is Todd Zwillick with The Takeaway. Mike Kritz has just been sworn in a couple of minutes ago as the new congressman from the 12th District of Pennsylvania. He's replacing the deceased Congressman Jack Murtha. I'm looking over in the corner and Mr. Kritz is holding an impromptu gaggle with some reporters. So I'm going to walk over and talk to the new congressman for the very first time, see what he has to say.
You know, throughout this campaign, I just kept the focus on what Mr. Murtha would have done, you know, talking about the local issues and talking about the people back home and doing everything we can to make Western Pennsylvania and give them the opportunity to be competitive and to bring jobs and economic development back home.
I'm sure a lot of the folks back home are out there especially curious about when the office is going to be up and running, start responding to constituent needs and questions, and if a lot of the same staffers are going to be on board.
Well, that's what, I've been talking to some folks. A lot of the staffers from before want to come back to work, and I'm going to get it up and running as quickly as possible. In fact, that's what, when I talked to the speaker on Tuesday night, she asked when I wanted to get sworn in, and I said as soon as possible. You know, what I've been talking about on the campaign was that I could hit the ground running, and that's what I intend to do. So I'm here on Thursday, less than two days really after the election, and I'm going to start putting things together rather quickly. I don't have a timeline, but as quickly as I can do it.
What was it like to walk into the House chamber and see where Mr. Murtha used to hold court in the Pennsylvania corner in the back? Did you go back there and visit that area at all?
Well, they took me back there for my first vote, and it's like I said, it was just very surreal because the way Mr. Murtha died was just, it was too soon, and it came as such a shock. And, you know, it's hard to believe that 4 days or 4 months ago that I was his staffer, that I was a district director, and I was looking forward to carrying on and doing that. So, I'm it's sad in a way, but I'm also honored and anxious to move forward.
We already think we had November, obviously.
Campaign started yesterday. Well, I concentrated on what the people were talking about back home. You know, as a district director for Mr. Murtha, I've traveled all over that district time and time again. And when we started this campaign, it was talking about the issues that they care about. You know, there's a lot of discussion about what happens in Washington, D.C., but when you get there on the ground and start talking to these people, they want to know about, you know, how's the economy? You know, is my job safe? And will my children and my grandchildren be able to stay back here? So that's what we focused on. That's what we talked about, trying to make it a better environment back in Western Pennsylvania so that the jobs could grow. Well, I had a goal, and at the end of the day, we were hoping for 50% plus one. We worked like the margin was going to be small. There were indications that it was going to be a little bit larger, but I was very happy with the way things turned out. And what it showed is that we were doing the work on the ground. You know, the massive army that we had on the ground, knocking doors, making phone calls, is really what made this race, made the margin as big as it was.
Mr. Kritz, you're going to get a chance to vote on a tough one next week. How are you going to vote on repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Well, as I said during the campaign, you know, I listened to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and, what he is recommending is the repealing of the law. I take his advice as the chairman.
And one of the first issues...
You'll vote to repeal it immediately, in other words?
Well, as taking the advice of the Joint Chiefs, yes, I would vote to repeal it.
You've been around here. One last question. You've been around here. You know how Congress works.
Actually, I'm a district guy. I'm not from D.C.
With the loss of Mr. Spector and the loss of Mr. Murtha, there's a real seniority gap in the Pennsylvania delegation right now, and there's talk that 4 to 7 more seats could flip come November. Are you worried? What's your game plan to fill that power void?
Well, I'm not going to worry about what the overall structure, of the Pennsylvania delegation is going to be. I have to concentrate on on my district, my race in Western Pennsylvania, and that's really where my focus is.
And do you always think that, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday about bellwether things, people are now going to start to look at how you're voting as you run, you know, you said the campaign began yesterday, you know, they're worried about spending, you know, you ran as a conservative Democrat, there's going to be a tax extender bill here on the floor very soon, some people are concerned about the pay force for that, there's going to start to be a record that people will look at. Does that, you know, do you look forward to sort of making good on that record, or are you going to be crunching those issues and saying, hey, this is right for my district, and thinking toward November?
Well, you know, as I said in the campaign, I'm a what you see, what you get kind of guy. People are going to know where I stand, and always the people of Western Pennsylvania are going to be at the forefront of how I vote.
What's your day been like
today? We got to go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kritz.
Thanks.